25 years ago, Berliners woke up for the first time in a generation to a less divided city. It was the morning after the Berlin Wall was torn down. Miami-Dade College commemorated the anniversary by unveiling a 4-ton piece of that wall donated by Germany. Reporter Jessica Mazzaros was at the downtown Wolfson campus for the event.
It's been raining on and off, similar weather to 25 years ago in Germany when the Berlin Wall was knocked down. Hundreds of Miamians are wearing their complimentary black, red, or yellow shirts to view the cement wall. Some enjoying pretzels, sausages, and German beer while holding up their umbrellas. MDC President Eduardo Padron says this piece of wall is symbolic for some immigrants in Miami.
We have a lot of people here from Venezuela, people here from Cuba, from a lot of other places that are suffering from totalitarianism, and they're suffering from communism.
I'm of Cuban descent, so I can sympathize with a country being under communism.
Fabiola Ferradas has lived here for about 50 years after leaving Cuba when she was 12. She says having this piece of the Berlin Wall in Miami is important to her.
I think it symbolizes the wish of people to become free.
But for Petra Libo Osborne, who moved here from Germany 15 years ago...
For me, it's a little piece of home being exported, and on the other hand, a symbol for the whole world.
I'm Jessica Mazzaros in Miami.
The Florida Grand Opera is trying to stay afloat after years of decline. Lisanne Ramos reports on how the organization plans to turn things around.
Florida Grand Opera has hit some hard times. Since 2006, they've spent over $19 million more than they've taken in.
We knew there was a problem. I knew there was a problem when I came.
That's Susan Danis, general director of FGO. She's been working for 2 years to implement a new strategy for the opera.
It was time to really take everything, lay it out on the table, look at the artistic problems, look at the financial problems. It's been totally consuming, and we've still been producing opera.
The budget was slashed for the 2014-2015 season. A staff of 40 was reduced to 18. Now the organization is reaching out to the community to showcase their new plan. To do this, they've been hosting town hall meetings around South Florida. Lifelong opera lover Judy Berger attended one of the meetings in Coral Gables. Her favorite FGO initiative is to introduce opera to schools.
If we're going to create an audience that's going to live after us, we have to expose these children to opera. And the fact that we bring this opera and we let these children come to dress rehearsals opens their eyes.
Florida Grand Opera plans to host another series of town hall events soon. They also hope to implement what was a successful activity in San Francisco, Opera at the Ballpark. It would be a live streaming of one of their operas on the screen at Marlins Park for free. I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.
And remember, you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Just search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.